question that since lavim are not included in the minyan in the sheirish b'chal, correct? That's why the lav from Gozes is Ram has in Sefer Mitzvahs. So even though it's so we said that the reason is because Birechas HaMais is only an Aseh. And on the other end, and that L'Cheir is something like what the Mishnah Melech says, I think that's what he's saying. And the Mais of the Rambam explains, and the Mishnah Melech, that's why I asked, and I saw the Mishnah Melech asked the Kasha also. The Rambam explains that the reason why the love of Hashposeth Melech and Akovas Balmum is a separate mitzvah from our mitzvahs because of Noi B'chol HaKodshim. That was the Kasha. And the embassy is the Mishnah Melech leaves with Tzorachiyun. That's correct. Okay. So what I thought, is the following: that first there was an observation, and then I have a Ramban to back it up. Okay. The observation is that each of these loisa says go together with an assay. Okay, that's the proper observation. The shaila is, what do you do with it? Why should that make a difference? Okay, each of the loisa says that he's working on, that he has problems, that he's ready to put it in as kilu as bechal teira something, has also the assay goes together with the loisa. Okay. So the Ramban says something, and that's really where it got me started. Okay. Ramban in Kiddushin on the Medallon and Aleph, Sif Du Masa Holik Tani Ma'ake. Okay, it's very interesting about Veli Nire. Sheike mitzvosar asay she'ein lav sheboy el lekayim hu asay. Or the lav was given to mekayim the asay.
Which lav are we talking about?
Of Michael, lo yisosin dom beisecha.
What's the asay?
The asay is hisamaka l'ragecha.
Sorry, what's the lav?
Lo yisosin dom beisecha. That's what he says. We read the Akedim. L'kayim o'asei d'kosav achmona v'sisa maka t'chilo v'hod lo'isosin dobe v'secho lo'isa'akev milasis mitzvizu v'ilu hoyu noshim p'tuos me'asei v'ilu if you would have imagined that the assay of Ma'ake would have been a mitzvah assay as mangromo.
Okay, it is not.
Yeah, hoye p'tuis ma'asei, hoye p'tuis af min alav. That's an amazing thing. I see, nothing's going on here. All of a sudden, boom, right? Isn't that amazing? Even though Nosh Mechayim Kol Av Shebateira, but the assay here, the whole purpose of the assay is the mechazet the lav. The whole purpose of the lav is the mechazet the assay. So if Noshim are potter from the assay, they'll be potter from the lav also. If the assay of Mike and Noshim be potter from, they'll also be potter from the lav. Okay?
What would I have thought without the Ramban? In other words, I would have thought you're only over on the lav if somebody actually falls, gets.
If he doesn't, there's no mitzvah to put the asad lav, but by having this michshel in your house, you violate a lav, you're not making a mitzvah. If I would have asked anyone here before, so you would have said, right? But that l'chay is this Ramban, okay? So it means that you can imagine the thing as a chefs of a lav can be for kiyumase. Okay. See here, now we have to stop for a second, okay? Now we have to go back, okay? But without this Ramban, I wouldn't have gotten started, okay? Maybe I could have, maybe I could have done it a different way, but I want this to be a step before. Maybe I could have started with this step, I'm not sure. Okay. Now, let's go back to Sheresh Shish. What?
That's what I thought the Terrence was.
Okay, good. But you can't, you have to tighten up what Sheresh Shish is. There's a problem over here. Sheresh Shish. Shamitzah Sheesh Ba'aseh V'lo Yisaseh Roy Limnois Aseh Sheboh Im Mitzaseh V'lav Sheboh Im Mitzlo Yisaseh. That makes things worse. Because L'cheira, it's separate. Okay? Da Shahadov V'ho Echod Yiyah Boy Aseh V'lo Yisaseh Al Echod Mishlo Yisaponim. The important thing is just to explain the first case. The second two cases that he's going to have is lava nitik laseh, and it's going to be the reverse, where the lav kodin laseh, aseh kodin lav. That's not for us now. But the first case is the important one. O shetiye asiya misuyemis mitzvah aseh, v'ha'aveiro v'havoro oleho mitzvah lois aseh. There's an asay and a loisase. Okay. Kagoy Shabbos Vyontov Vashmita. Shasiya Samalocha Bohen Mitzvah Loisase. Vashvisa Bohen Mitzvah Asay. Kamoshi is Boyer. Vachin Tsoin Yom Kakipo Mitzvah Asay. Vachilo boy mitzvah loisase. Oh sheye. Okay, that's the question. Now the question really is, he's saying, and it's a very important thing, he says that the lav and the asay are bedova echod. Going Shabbos, he says, O sheti asiyam asiyam mesuyemis mitzvah say v'havora oleho mitzvah lo yisase.
Of course, when I read that, I was like, obviously he means you're also over on the asay.
See, no, that's the question. The question is, are we talking about an isa asay with a lav, or faket, we're talking about a kium asay, and the lav is to mavato the kiyum asay ki'ilu. See, what's the case? Okay. Because the problem is, the Ram only has three categories. See, if this is a category, see, the problem is, if this category, which the Ramban is talking about, is a category which was not in the three things he's talking about over here, and the Ma'is L'Ram counts both of these in Minyan Mitzvahs, there's an Asay and a Loisase. So you would have expected that this should be here, correct? Okay. But the question is, what is it over here? Is it that the Lav Kila, that the, see, you could only do it, you see, if the asay is to machazik the lav, or if luyitzur, they have to be, let's start like this, luyitzur, the asay and the lav, there's an asay and a lav, but they're two separate things. The Torah legislated the asay and the lav, and they happen to be about the same thing. But there's no logical relationship between the two. So it's not clear that I can say, therefore, if the assay is, the question is, how does it work? Why should the fact that if we saw the assay should be bi'echas ha'maisa, the lab should also be taken along with it? So I thought logically the only way to do it is with the Ramban, because if you're going to explain it in a different way, I'm not sure that you can go.
Why do you need to say that? Why can't you say that the Ram The Rambam is saying that you have a lav and an asay, that's on the same thing. The Torah is telling you to do the same thing. It right. could be saying a negative and a positive. So maybe the Rambam is about warning that in such a case, you would think that maybe there's only one sivui.
Kamash Malon, they're two
separate. That has nothing to do with the Rambam. Why does that have anything to do with the Rambam?
Yeah, but the two separate, mice are the two separate things. So the question is, after we have one is a mitzvah saseh and one is a mitzvah leis saseh, okay, why should the fact that the mitzvah saseh is not in the minyan should tell you that the mitzvah leis saseh is not in the minyan? See, that's the question. The question is, why should they go hand in hand? It's true before the shirish over here. If this shirish hadn't existed, then the problem wouldn't exist. Because the assay and lois assay are really the same, and it's one mitzvah. So a mela, if the assay is b'yoyech samayis and shalom ha'isra, that's correct. Before the shirish, the problem doesn't exist. But the maisi is, you have shirish shishi, before Shirish Shnei Masa. Okay, so we know that they're two separate mitzvahs.
Does he say in here that if you don't count the Aseh, then you won't count the Lav?
No, but it doesn't say that. But Lamaise, no. The question is, maybe you should count it as one. Okay, so before the Shirish, if you count it as one, so and if the Aseh would have been on the Teras, so maybe the Lav wouldn't have existed also. The question is, what happens afterwards? And this Shirish is this before. So if you would have told me that Ki'ilu, the Aseh and Lois Aseh, it's not just Stam that happened to be Bedova Echod, and therefore they wouldn't have been in mitzvahs, but it's really the Ramban that the Lois Aseh is Ki'ilu to Mekayim the Aseh, something like that. Okay? So then I could imagine that if, even after the Shirish, that really, the question is, if it's Inyan Echod, is it Mestabe after the Shirish? See, the question is, do you need the Ramban or not? See, if it's Inyan Echod, as he says, he doesn't say Inyan Echod, he says, see, it's a very strange thing. You don't know, you see, there's a problem just in terms of words. He doesn't use the word alim. It's 1 second. We don't know anything, but that's the problem. We don't know anything. We know, you see, the way he explains it. See, the way he explains it at the beginning would help you, because he says deshetia asiya misuyemis mitzvah asay v'aveira oleho mitzvah leis asay. So if he's serious about this formulation, the way he starts it off, even though, because the problem is because he moves back and forth afterwards, because when he talks about Shabbos, he says shasiyas malocha b'hem mitzvah leis asay v'ashvisa b'hem mitzvah saseh.
Well, how do you know the Ramban?
But logically always. See, I would say you logically always should start with the asay, and then the lav is keil to mavatale. So you can't even talk. The lav doesn't exist. The only way you can do this over here, if the lav only exists in as much as the asay exists. Because the asay is b'yoy chasamaisa, so mela, the lav also doesn't exist. But even if they're about the same thing, and the maisa, after the shirish is the two separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs, it's not clear to me, I can't understand really logically, why it should be that if the asay happens to be a b'yoy chasamaisa, and it's chelki amitzvah, therefore the lav should be minyan mitzvahs. I can only understand it with the Ramban. That's all I'm saying.
But the lav would also be Be'eri Chesamaisa.
What?
If the lav is about the same thing, then it's also Be'eri Chesamaisa.
Right!
So then what's the problem?
No. But what is the lav about? You see, no. The Be'eri Chesamaisa is to tell you how you're supposed to do it, how what the assay is. See, the Bei Eches HaMaisa, all this, what's coming out to tell you? Bei Eches HaMaisa is to tell you what the assay is. All these chalokim are telling you the assay consists of this and this and this and this, but not as something done together, but even as sequential. It's like, for example, when you talk about chalitza, the way he has it, that chalitza consists of the taking off of the na'al and the kriya and the rikika with the whole seder, right? So the question is, why should you imagine the lav is also Be'er Eches HaMaisa is kilu? Oh, that's the mitzvah say. That's what's coming out afterwards, no? So that's all I'm just trying to tell you. If you look at it as two separate things, even though it's about the same thing, it's not clear to me it should be Be'er Eches HaMaisa. That's all I'm telling you. I think that's Mestaba, right?
You could say yes or no. I'm saying it's not.
I'm not DCC. You see, I'm not convinced that it's so clear it's a problem.
Do we ever
that the Ram holds is a double portion like that? The Ram has to write this whole shtickle tale over here, because there's no nafkamina the Meister. The whole shtickle is only here, right? And he ki'ilu to the double portion to him that this should have been a problem, that should have been a separate mitzvah. It's not, you know, I'm not excited about it.
Do we ever see a Lois HaSei being a Be'er Eches HaMaisa? Do we ever see that idea anymore?
No, that's the problem. See, if you look, that's what I pointed out. I pointed out last week that in Sherish Zion, when he talks about Dinim, he talks about Asholas. Here, he's very careful, and he talks only about Tzivuim. Because I thought that Tzivuim, you can only have a Be'er, logically, only Be'er HaMaisa with Tzivuim. So I said to myself, that's all I said. I said, if the Rambam over here is talking about, is with the Ramban, and that's the Pshat over here, so that I understand, really the Lav is to Mavata Liaseh, so that's part of the Be'er Eches HaMaisa then, really. But if...
Then it would also be Manda that he would count it as two separate things.
What?
The Fila Ramban, you would say that you would count the Leis HaSei Naseh separately? If the whole
I assume that's what he's talking about, because if he wouldn't count it separately, he wouldn't have to have the whole discussion about, no, how could it be, you know, you understand yourself, if you wouldn't count it separately, the Ramban doesn't have to say Shtekel Teira, that if Noshim Apotta from the Aseh,
he's handling Minyanami, he's not handling whether there is what the Aseh is or the Lav. His question is whether it's counted.
So it's really not allowed. It's one whole thing. What can I tell you? Because the Ramban is not in any way, you know, being chilek on in the minyan mitzvahs. The Ramban agrees with the two separate mitzvahs, minyan mitzvahs. At least in terms of this, that's not one of the issues. The Ramban doesn't disagree about the Sosna Besecha, but Sisa Maika. It's two separate mitzvahs, minyan mitzvahs. So that's all I'm just telling you. If this was going on over here, I'm a lot easier with it. To say the Sheirish itself, especially that I'm going back and forth, at the beginning, it seems to be mashma like that. However, when you go back and forth, the fact that Rambam is ready to change the state of the examples, I'm not excited about it, okay? Then there's another question. What is the assay of Shvisa on Shabbos? Because the Rambam's, someone was talking to an Arabic scholar, he told me the way the Rambam translates it in the Arabic, it's talking about not doing something, losing Issa Aseh. And then there's the question, does the Rambam count Issa Aseh, or he's not counting Issa Aseh? And you wouldn't have assumed that Issa Aseh also should have had anything to do with what's going on. But us, Issa Aseh, the Chol is not Be'er Eches HaMaisa, I would have assumed. So I'm just, those are the steps. I'm not telling you that what the answer is, okay? The Mishnah Melech has its Orchim. I said, one, if you would accept the Ramban, I think I'm just telling you, I mean, the Ramban is a Gemara, the Ramban to say over here, I think. You know, I know, Mamish, like, you know, boom, I saw this on my side. But I wrote myself over here, I don't like, you see, a lot of people that do this, I don't like to do this, I think it's shoddy scholarship. You know, the Miri goes like the Rashi, and this goes like that, and then everyone's the Shita. You know, but and without any independent proof that that Rashi does do like that. It just since you found the Miri and you have a Rashi, you know, QED. So everyone's happy. I believe that Shari scholarship. I'm not saying whatever it is, you know, I don't know. You know, so that's where I'm standing. You understand the so that's what I said. If the Rambam, I said the Ramban's gewaldic, but we don't know the Rambam holds like that. We don't know this with the Rambam. If the Rambam is saying this over here, then it's a gewaldic thing. But if it just happens to be that the Nase and Eloisa said, yeah, but then you see the only question is, see, this discussion really, the question is about all Loisa said and I say, because he has three cases. Da, he says, Sha mitzvah sheish ba'asei v'loisa se roi limnois asei shebo im mitzvah asei v'lav shebo im mitzvah loisa se. It means all, you see, that's what I'm afraid of. It comes out all the besides the asei shekom alav and alav shekom asei, all the asei and loisa se are like this, that the kilo lav is to Mekayim the Asay?
Well, that's the only way he has to talk about
it. You see, I don't even... I'll be frank with you, okay? You see, I don't even know how to work this out. I'll see.
I want to tell you something.
The Gemara has the other B'Shabbos B'Mai.
Wouldn't we want him to have mentioned the essay if it's only coming?
He mentions the Lavin essay in Sherish and Biz.
He does. He mentions both. It's Mamish Gevaldik.
Uh-huh.
It's Mamish Gevaldik. He has it over here.
It's what's a little funny is that it's Lav Dafka like Mishnah Melech, so he didn't really need to say anything about the Lavin.
I understand. The Mishnah... You see,
he gives five cases and gives two lav in the middle.
I know. But you understand. You don't brisk that time enough to say the law.
No.
I can tell you which yeshivas it would be. But you know, it's not, you know, in other some yeshivas just the way you said it would simply be enough. I understand. They might not even say the with you can just say it's tam. You can quote your shishi, but I just say it together with Ramban. You're already saying something, okay? The only question I'm not clear that that's true, because he says over here, Machamba, maybe it's Ein Gimel. There is such a thing. The Gemara says the Yod B'Shabbes B'Mai. The most tchuma li b'davloza. Talks about mechama, no? See, I'm just wondering how it works. Okay, good. I have to look into this. Because, you see, the assay of Shabbos and the Lois assay are really not exactly the same. Because the assay... Shvises behemtai, according to the Rambam, is not a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Shvises behemtai comes under the times that the Rambam goes over the assay, and it's considered. I was mamish amazed by that. But shvises behemtai is not a separate mitzvah, and the lav. See, I just don't know if the lav is not to mekayim. You see, if the assay in Shabbos, what bothers me more than anything, if the assay in Shabbos might include things that the Loisa said doesn't include, And if he's saying like the Ramban that the Chefs of Loisa said is not Tavarat the Asay, it becomes a little strange. So that's what I'm confused about. But okay, Zainazay. This is all I have to say about this, and let's go on, I guess. That's what the Gemara has. The other B'Shabbos B'Mai. Yeah,
Chais. Do you mind repeating this difficulty one more time?
What, the last thing I just said?
Yeah.
You see, the Rambam has, I think, in Sherish Tishii, he has that the Torah mentioned the Asay of Shabbos maybe 13 times or something like that. And, you know, you're talking about Shvi's Mem. It's all part of the same Asay. It's called Kefil, right? So the law of Loisasek HaMelech, if I violate Shvi's Behemta, I don't violate Loisasek HaMelech, do I?
Why wouldn't you? So you said it's called Kefil. It's all really part of the same law.
Shvi's Behemta, Loisasek HaMelech, but it's not true. I don't violate the law of Loisasek HaMelech if I violate Shvi's Behemta. Correct? No one says that. I don't think so.
Is it a separate law?
There's a lot of issues. So that's the question. The question is, in other words, if you say it's about the same inyan, it's about the same thing, so then, you know, it doesn't have to be exact. But if you say that the chefs of the lav was given in the order not, you know, in other words, not to violate the assay, then it becomes a little bit, murky. That's all I'm just telling you.
What is won over if they run Shvi's Behemta?
Only Asay, I think. I think, even though the Rambam is a little strange in Shvi's Behemta, that's also a little strange. You know, and that's the Mechama. Oh, Kvar Yadua Ki Hatzivu Al Shvi's B'Shabbes Nichla B'Torah Shtei Me'Esrei Pomim Hayala Daitcha She tochen lemishu sheimne es mitzvahs es amitzvahs v'yoyme shemichlal mitzvah asei ha-shvisa b'shabbos v'yishteymesre mitzvahs. That's the Rambam in Sherish Tashi. That's what he says. And one of them, he lists what he thought was there. Shomos Yom HaShabbos. That's what I just don't know. I don't know. That's all I'm telling you. Because here the Gemara says, leave it here. It's shog bezer. El Rav Shimon there. Achish kevulav b'kores. The other Shabbos of Mai. The other b'tchum malim the Akiva. Christ. That's all the Gemara says in Samach Tes. Okay, I don't know. That's, you know, if you're ready to say that it's okay. You know, if, you see, the only way to do it, and, you see, but the truth is, the Lashon over here is very strange. Because when he says it, it's a very, very strange thing, because he says it in a very strange way. He says the lav selasia tos osho says I see the shakalim. Oh, here it is. See kol komei kol in yuchal min echot how it see mehem tzolom azor lefishi ozein ha vuhu kagoyin azoros yisal shol hakel bal mum. See here, you don't see anything. But when he talks about Melech, there, in Melech, I would have said it even for Lashon Rambam, because he says that the mitzvah is to do Melech, and the lav is to mevatel, lashboisai. So that sounds like the Rambam. However, I'm not sure that this sounds like the Rambam. when he talks about, he says, because you see, then, and that's good, he logically introduced the assay, and then he says the lav. But when it comes with balmum, he doesn't do that. Okay? And then you have to ask yourself, is this something that's not tumim, that's not always balmum? Because the Gemara has with korbanos different things, with different psulim, they say it's a chasson and tumim in the Gemara, if I'm not mistaken. And different things in mincha, different things, right? Correct? Mm-hmm. What? Yeah, so that's what I'm nervous about. And if it had only been Melech, I would have been okay. But I'm nervous about Balmum. And I think it's good. I mean, and now it's good Ogetai, where we're standing. I'm nervous about Balmum because Balmum introduces the lav before the assay here, which logically in Sherishit Beis, you have to start with the assay and move over to the lav. And the whole chefs of the lav is kilo bi'oech samais. Okay, first of all, the seder in the and the fact that there are gemaras that are mashma that you can violate tumim, even though there's no such thing. It never doesn't go under the lav of mum. So then you would have assumed that it basically is about maybe you don't know. First of all, the Ram doesn't quote tumim and balmum in Shereshishi. You don't know. And secondly, you know, even if it is, but you don't know that it's difficult then to say that the lav is ki'ilu not to makayim the asay. Because then they shouldn't find the difference. Okay? That I think now you agree with me, that's the way you have to say it, correct? Okay, good. Say this is the way you have to say this. Now I'm happy, okay? I wasn't happy before, you know. The Ramban is good, okay? We don't look at that, especially. But now you have the way I just said it now, which I think is much better. Okay? Especially you have to find that it's more mochs about the. Isn't it? No, it's having the mochs since I was learning with the. You know, it's not doing that. What?
I don't remember if it's the same pasuk of Tumim, though.
Is that Tumim?
I don't remember.
Okay, you have to check it out and come back to me. I remember such a thing of mochs. Okay, what?
When the mochs says he's happy, it means. Or clear where the problems are.
A clear exactly the problem. I know exactly what it's there. In other words, if it's true, is there a possibility that you could not be Mekayim, have a problem with the assay of Tumim, and not violate the Lav, then I have a problem. You see, I have two problems with Balmum. First of all, the way he says it, because logically I would have said, if I'm working with the frame of reference I was like with the Mishnah Melech, I would have said, you have to say the Asay first, and then the Lav, especially over here in the Sherish. And L'chayu, you would want to define the Lav as not to Mekayim the Asay, exactly what he does with Melech, and that's Gevaldik. But over here, he does the exact, he does by Mamum, it's the opposite order. And now it's the opposite order. It doesn't say that the lav is an enotomim. The lav is mum, and the assay is tomim. So that's the question: Is it really the same thing? Say that I think is good. Okay. No. Now you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did before. I want to know what you meant by we're good.
We're good because we know where we stand and we don't stand.
Yeah.
We're not in any position that we're going on. You see, sometimes in a shiur, the purpose of the shiur is to make like a portrait, a Rembrandt or a Mona Lisa. You know, it probably isn't. It probably whatever it is, but you know, to give the false impression, like you know, Keelis Martin Taylor, okay. I think that's, you know, okay, say that. But, you know, what I like, the important thing is to know where what we know, what we don't know, and a clear, very, very clear, and that I think is what we're standing.
Right.
Say that? Okay. Now, next. So that is this and that. Okay. Now I want to go on. Derech Agav, there are other mitzvahs I say in Mikdash that the Rambam counts as separate mitzvahs. And that's the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash and Yiramin HaMikdash. Okay. And the truth is, there's also lav, although lahash b'shmirasa, but he's b'chal is not dealing with that because they are separate mitzvahs. And the question is why and what does that mean?
What do you do with the mitzvahs that say of achilas kachim? There's a mitzvah achilas shiari mincha and there's kachi kachi.
I understand that. I didn't, you know, the truth is, I have a whole discussion about the problem is, I just want to tell you something, Moshe. If you want to start working on it, okay?
Or you just started mentioning this.
No. The reason I mentioned this because, no. I was very careful because this is really touches on the whole yisuri of what Birei Chasamais is. That's why I'm talking about this now. You should know the issue of Kochim. That the Rambam counts Kochim, Achilles Kochim, as a separate mitzvah, okay, is a very, very difficult thing. And the Rambam, I just want to tell you, the Rambam works very hard on it. Because the Rambam wants to tell you, he wants to say that Achilles Kohanim in all the Korbanos, okay, is enough to make it. As the Rambam doesn't talk, quote, in the mitzvah achilas kochim achilas bayil b'chal, if you know that, okay? So he has a difficult case. And I'm not going to get involved because I have on this, but I just want to tell you, to give you something to think about, okay? You should know also that basically the mitzvah Torah shebiksav achilas kochim, the Rambam learns in Ochel Asam HaShekupa Bohem. And it's only Kohanim in Kochi Kochim.
Yeah.
And it's a very amazing thing. Gochos and Kupbehem has to be Meluim. Okay, but that's not, I'm not getting involved in that, okay? So the Rambam has a difficult trick to put together. You know what he does? I think what he does is something which, you know, someone will come over and tell me such a thing. I'd say, you know, the Bnei Shalach, he do such a thing. He quotes what's also Gemara, but he quotes it from Teres Kohanim, that Achilas Tuma of a Talfin, Asiti Avodah, someone came out of Kivin Gvul, Asiti Avodah, and what did he do? He ate Tuma. Okay. So he quotes Tuma under the mitzvah of Achilas Kochim. And then L'cheira, once he has that, Mameli has Achilles Kohanim Kochim Kalim also. And therefore, he says at the end of Hilkos Trumas, we'll talk about this, you look at this, it's amazing. Why do you make a bracha on Achilles Truma? Because it's a mitzvah. And Kilos, that's the Makol there, because the mitzvah minyan mitzvah. We'll see that we shouldn't even use this. The fact that it's a mitzvah minyan mitzvah is the reason to make a shekin shana mitzvah itself. Okay, even though make a rabbah, I'm not getting him up. The rabbah does it here also. Okay, in the sherish also. Okay, good. That. And then it even applies to trumas chutz la'aretz, because that's what the Gemara is talking about. Ta'afu ate trumas chutz la'aretz, and that's an avrida, and that's the achila. From this, and that's Ochel Shem Kupan, and he calls it Nisbach, something like that. Okay, so that I'm telling you, that's, you know, what the Rambam Shurim Lachas that he puts in me in our mitzvahs is a lot simpler, okay? But the question is, what does it mean, Okochim? But hey, I'm not, you know, that's a different issue, okay?
Yeah, Shurim Mincha is very straightforward, and yet he still counts it.
I know. I know. Okay, good. Beseder. Let me tell you the question. This is mamish. It's kulei pel. Okay. Okay. Let's now go on. There's a mitzvah of shmirah, and there's a mitzvah of lirah min hamikdash. Okay. For example, you look at the Rambam. Let's start him before. In Hilchos Beis Bechira, yesh b'chol shesh mitzvahs. Shalosh mitzvahs asei. Because we're starting with the mitzvah mikdash. That's where he starts here. Shalosh mitzvahs asei. V'shalosh mitzvahs leis asei. Shalei la'alois olo b'ma'alois. Okay. See here. You have to understand that Am goes out of his way in mitzvah chof. Out of his way in mitzvah chof. To mizbeach is part of the mitzvah of Yosli Mikdash. It's not a separate mitzvah. Okay? So lo salva ma'alois, even though it's about the mizbeach, it's a separate love. No problem. That's what you would have expected, correct? You have any problems with that? No.
Why?
What?
It's part of the mizbeach, it's part of the avodah.
Well, it's salam ma'alus al mizbechi.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's not doing avoid it. It's an isa on the mizbeach. To do ma'al. What?
Meaning, theoretically, if a person would make the mizbeach with ma'alus, but they wouldn't go up on the ma'alus.
I don't know. Loisal yulalois olov b'ma'alus. I guess Mike Mike. We'll have to see what the lav is. Well, we're going to say that. Whatever it is, the minyan mitzvah, okay? Lira min hamikdash. L'shom loisoviv. Shlo lahashbis shmirosa. There's liu min hamikdash, shlo lahashbis shmirosa. Okay. Now, you get malchus for loisala, so it's not a din in mikdash. L'chavitz an ashoa. Okay, beseda. Hilchos Sanhedrin peg you test halacha dalet. He says, ha'oilo olov b'ma'alois. On the mizbeach. Ha'oilo olov b'ma'alois gets malchus.
Okay. I didn't realize that this lo lahashala olov is in which din is Rabbi reading from?
Hilchos Beis Bechira. Hilchos Beis Bechira. Hilchos Beis Bechira. Okay. Now, what I used to want to talk about is Yira HaMikdash and Shmirus HaMikdash, okay? You see, L'cheira, these mitzvahs are not part of the binyan. The mitzvah is to build the base of Mikdash, right? L'cheira, all they are kiyumim in the Mikdash after you have a Mikdash. But they're not part of the Birech HaSamaisa. L'cheira. The same way that all Maisa Kobonis, Tmidim Musafim, and Hilchos Chagiga, which might be Kima Mikdash, which we'll see later that they are, maybe, because the Ram says, and I'm going to give you the proper translation of this, right in the beginning of the Sherish Yud Beis, he says, V'yosali Mikdash, K'goin Omru, Omroi, V'yosali Mikdash, Shizu Mitzvahs Asei Achas, Mechal Mitzvahs, listen to the proper translation, Vihi Shia Lono Base Miyuad, whatever that means. You'll see, it's like the Arabic translation with there. Base Miyuad. Vielov Tiapnia. I can tell you what the real Arabic is, but it'll blow your mind, so it's not. Uboy Sia Akrovo. Uboy Yia Kibbutz Mawadim. So no one would count Akrovo. You know, it's all the mitzvah krovo is not a separate mitzvah, and uboy tia kibbutz moadim not a separate mitzvah. So there's no reason to assume that yira and shmira shouldn't be separate mitzvahs. Okay, we're saying that. It's not birech samaisa. There's nothing to do with the sheirish l'chayr. Okay, now I just want to tell you one thing. L'chayr. You could have said Bechlal that the choluk, okay? And the question is those Lodivomus, doesn't say that the you're not being yira men hamikdash, but you're mir mish for the shechina in the mikdash, and the maisa is the mitzvah from yira is noyeg even if there's no base hamikdash kain. So it shouldn't be having to do with base bechira b'chal. Shmira. The question is the inyan. Now I'm not getting the political thing. Is the inyan shmira on the base of mikdash after chuban?
Heard there was.
Okay. Anyone says it doesn't understand anything. So I just want to read you. Let's read the. You heard. Okay.
I won't say who heard it for shame.
Okay. Good. Say it. Now let me just read to you. That's what I want to show you. Okay. Mitzah say chof beis. We open up chof beis. Okay. Mitzah say chof beis. Hatzivish navir lishmo es hamikdash.